And let's focus now on one part of the campaign against ISIS, and that is the airstrikes. The U.S. military says a dramatic raid this week hit the Islamic State where it hurts. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
On Monday, U.S. warplanes flew low over an area in eastern Syria controlled by the Islamic State, or ISIS. The target was roughly 300 trucks used to transport crude oil for the terror organization, says Colonel Steve Warren, the U.S. military spokesman in Baghdad.
We flew over with F-15s, and we dropped leaflets that we had developed, written in Arabic, that essentially said, hey, run away, we're about to strike your trucks.
Warren says many, but not all, drivers left their trucks and ran away.
There were a few hangers-on, and for those, we did strafing runs nearby to convince them once and for all that it wasn't a good idea to stay in the area. And in fact, some of them actually ran and hid in a tent, which is not good protection against bombs and bullets.
Warren says 116 trucks were destroyed in the attack. He says none of the truck drivers were killed. The U.S. has targeted ISIS oil wells and pipelines and the like for more than a year, but they're often quickly repaired by militants. This is the first time it's attacked the trucks that actually move the crude. Warren says the trucks are an important part of the distribution chain.
We've looked at the trucks for some time and decided that finally it's time to strike those trucks.
It's hotly debated how much ISIS makes from illicit oil sales. Estimates range as high as $1 million a day. Regardless, Hassan Hassan with London-based Chatham House says targeting the oil trucks signals a shift in U.S. strategy to stem the flow of an important income stream for ISIS.
Oil helps it to not only fund its military activities, but also its ability to provide electricity, and it's part of its ability to govern and to govern effectively on the ground.
But launching attacks on trucks deprives many people in the area of fuel and civilian drivers of badly needed income, says Elizabeth Rosenberg, an energy specialist at the Center for a New American Security.
These are well-established smuggling networks that are decades old. This is a way of life for people who also work in moving other kinds of stolen goods. Not everyone involved is a supporter of ISIS or connected to ISIS directly or ideologically.
Stemming oil revenue may hurt ISIS, but it can still rely on taxes, extortion, and kidnapping to help fill the coffers. Jackie Northam, NPR News.